Hello, Mid-America. This is John Prosper, broadcasting from the heartland with your Harvest Minute. You know, for as long as I can remember, the property north of the Home Place Lane and adjacent to our farm lay fallow. That's right, it was uncultivated and unseeded for years. I always wondered why this potentially productive ground was allowed to sit idle year after year. Well, over time, weeds grew up, scrub brush thickened, and saplings of multiple varieties took over and made it more and more difficult to restore the land's agricultural purpose and use. I was tempted almost every December to jump the fence and cut one of the many sprouted and shapelier evergreens for a live Christmas tree to at least harvest something from these untilled yet arable acres. Well, praise God, here it is 2015, and guess what I saw several weeks ago? Guys with cat hats and land clearing machinery moving in on that property. It wasn't very long before the brush had been pushed into the holler and the ground broken up for planting. For whatever reason, in the owner's reckoning, this was simply the land's acceptable year for restoring production. On the other hand, I was so amazed by this good news and sudden change that I thought a deeper spiritual meaning must surely be associated with this extraordinary event. You know, the Word of God says in Hosea 10, verse 12, that it is time, now is the time, to break up our fallow ground. That is, to plow up the hard ground of our hearts. When we are finally ready to seek the Lord and allow sowing of ourselves, we reap a harvest in accordance with God's mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. Yes, the Lord comes and rains righteousness upon us. Breaking up a fallow ground of our hearts typifies the grace of the good news, in which it is proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord, and by which we can obtain the release of our debts, that is, the pardon of our sins. Now is the time. Daylight's burning. Well, so long for now. I've got chores to do.